Letters 351-355, a collection of many select epistles to friends, of that ancient, eminent, and faithful minister of Jesus Christ, George Fox, Volume 2, Cont. 351, an epistle to friends, for them to read. Numbered 361 in printing, my dear friends, the peaceable truth live in, which you have received from Jesus your Savior, that by the grace and truth that is come by him into your hearts, you may all abide in Christ and grow up in him from whom it comes. For, as Christ said, except you abide in me, you cannot bring forth fruit. And there is none that abide in Christ, but who abide in his light, grace, and truth. And Christ said, without me you can do nothing. Who is the heavenly and spiritual man, the second Adam, the Lord from heaven, who has all power in heaven and earth given to him? So without this truth and grace and light and power and spirit of Christ Jesus, which you receive from him, you cannot abide in him. This brings you to abide in him and to have his presence to strengthen you, so that through him you may do all things which he commands and requires of you. And now, dear friends, to the light and grace and truth in your hearts you were turned at the first, and now as you do all walk in the light and are established in the grace and truth in your hearts, minds, and souls, it brings you to Christ, the heavenly spiritual rock and foundation, and to build upon him with the light, grace, and truth that come from him. And then you will see such as Christ speaks of, who did profess him and preach him, but did not abide in his light, grace, and truth, so not in Christ Jesus. And such Christ will not know that do not abide in him with his light, grace, and truth from whom it comes. For the grace, truth, and light that comes by Jesus, this makes inward Christians, and the Jews inward, who have the praise of God, though probably not of men. And the apostles in their days had to do with several sorts of people, some that preached Christ of envy, and some of contention, and some of good will. Notwithstanding, the apostles rejoiced that Christ was preached. But then after a time, when many had gotten the form of Christianity and godliness, and denied the power thereof, he exhorted the faithful, that kept their habitation in Christ Jesus, to turn away from such. And yet such were under the name of Christians, else they could not have the form of godliness. And likewise, such as got the good words and fair speeches, with which they deceived the hearts of the simple, these were got to be preachers among the Christians. And the heady, high-minded, and fierce despisers, these had the form of godliness, though they denied the power of it, which they were turned from. So those who lived in the light, grace, and truth, and the power and spirit of Christ, were to turn away from such, who had the form of godliness and denied the power. And such as these, that had the form of godliness and denied the power, were come farther than such as taught for doctrine the rudiments and precepts of the world, and doctrines of men, or the professing Jews and Gentiles that stood against the name of Christ, which were altogether unbelievers of the very form of godliness of the new covenant. And likewise those who were reveling about questions, and in strife about words, vain arguers and disputers, men of corrupt minds, and those that were unruly and vain talkers. Many of these were teachers, who were troublers of the churches in the apostles' days. And those that Peter and Jude cried against, that were come so far as Balaam to prophesy, and Cain to hear the voice of God, and Achorah who came out of Egypt. Many of these got up to be teachers, having high swelling words, whom the apostle judged among the fallen angels and the old world and Sodom, who were turned to be mockers. But you are forgers of lies, you are all physicians of no value. Oh, that you would altogether shut your mouths. To do so would be your wisdom. Hear now my reasoning, and listen to the pleadings of my lips. Will you speak wickedly for God, and talk in error for him? Will you show partiality for others in his place? Will you make arguments in place of God? Will it be well for you if he should search you out? Or as one man mocks another, are you mocking him? Job 13:4-9. And such like as these were they, that separated themselves, being sensual, having not the Spirit. And so it seems these set up separations from the apostles and saints in their days. And the apostle declared how the Lord saved his people out of the land of Egypt, and afterwards destroyed them that did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their first state, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. And so these, who went under the name of Christians, who had been convinced, and had gotten a form of godliness and Christianity, who did not keep their first state in the light and grace and truth, and by it their habitation in Christ Jesus, they came under the chain of darkness. And therefore, friends, you see how the apostle was troubled with the false apostles and Satan's messengers that got among the Corinthians, and how they despised the apostle. And likewise what was got up among the Romans and Galatians, and in the days of John, as he manifests in his epistles. And therefore, how careful were the true apostles of the saints in their watching over them. For John said, "If you walk in the light, as he is in the light, then have we fellowship one with another, and that you also may have fellowship with us, for truly our fellowship is with the Father and his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. For many may talk of the light and preach the light, but to walk in the light, which is what grafts into Christ Jesus and brings to live in him, which talking of him does not. And as the apostle said, as everyone has received Christ Jesus, so walk in him. And the sayers of the word, and not the doers, deceive their own souls. So there may be many sayers of the word, deceivers of their own souls and others, and preachers of Christ Jesus. But the doers of the word, and the walkers in Christ Jesus, are those who are accepted of the Lord. And again, as the apostle said, the word of faith was near them in their hearts and mouths to obey it and do it, and that was the word of faith which they preached. And the light shined in their hearts to give them the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. And the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things, that is true, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. And these things I have written unto you, said the apostle, concerning them that seduce you. So here may all the inward Christians in the grace, light, truth, power, and spirit of Christ Jesus see what the apostles exhorted the saints unto, that they might be preserved in their day, and so by the same now, from them that deceived their own souls and others. And so by this light, this word, the anointing, grace, truth, power, and spirit of Jesus Christ in the heart, mind, and soul, must all the saints be guided now, by which they may come to be inward Christians, and have a habitation in Christ Jesus that was built upon him, the living rock and foundation, as the saints were in the apostles' days. And so to have salt in yourselves, and the leaven in your own meal, and the pearl in your own field, and your lamps lighted in your own tabernacles, and nourished with the heavenly oil. So that you may put a difference between the clean and the unclean, and what you are to touch, and what you are not. And that no man or woman may look below heaven for their bread, to nourish their souls and inward man, and below God and Christ for their springs, which by continuing in the light, which is the life in Christ the Word, by which all things were made and created, they shall have a spring from him the fountain, springing up in them to eternal life. So they shall have both the upper and lower springs to nourish the plant that God has planted. And those who came out of Egypt with Moses, and after rebelled against the Lord, and Moses and the law and the prophets were a greater grief to Moses and the prophets than the heathen. And likewise, those that came to be Christians, called, and had gotten the form of godliness, came to be a greater grief to the apostles than the world. For their work was to seek to destroy that which the apostles had begotten, and them that they had turned to Christ. And therefore well might the apostle exhort the saints to turn away from such, who had the form of godliness and denied the power. And therefore he told the saints, "The kingdom of heaven stand not in words, but in power," and therefore they were to know one another in the spirit and power. And that is the internal knowledge. And their fellowship was to be in the Holy Ghost, and their unity in the spirit, which was the bond of peace, and their fellowship was to be in the gospel, which was the power of God. So in everlasting fellowship in the everlasting power of God, that will outlast the power of darkness, for it was before if was. And also, their unity was to be in the precious divine faith, which Christ was the author and finisher of, the mystery of which was held in a pure conscience, and their worship was in the Spirit of God and in truth. So you may see what a heavenly unity and fellowship and worship that Christ and the apostles set up. And the saints in the light, grace, truth, spirit, and the power of God, the gospel, lived in it and walked in it. So with the light, grace, truth, power, spirit, and word of life in the heart, all hold Christ the head, who is the head of all things, by whom all things were made, who is the treasure of the heavenly saving wisdom and knowledge, who is called the second Adam, the Lord from heaven. And therefore, all are to have their knowledge and their wisdom from him the treasure, by the light, grace, truth, power, and spirit that comes from him, it leads you to him, your treasure of heavenly wisdom and knowledge, by which knowledge you know God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent, which is life eternal to know. And now, my dear friends, concerning true liberty. The true liberty is in the gospel, the power of God, which the devil and his instruments with his false liberty cannot get into. And in this gospel is the saints' fellowship, which the devil with all his false fellowships cannot get into, nor find it, for it is a mystery. Likewise, true liberty is in the faith, which Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of, which gives victory over that which separated man and woman from God, and by which they have access to God again. And in this holy, pure, divine, precious faith that is held in the pure conscience, which pure conscience has its pure, holy, divine, precious liberty, in this holy, divine, precious faith which works by love, and not as the dead faith does which works by enmity, which is the fruit of this holy, pure, divine faith, and in it is the divine, pure, holy, and precious liberty and freedom. So here is the divine, holy, pure, and precious liberty in this faith, which works by love, that is the victory over that which brought man and woman into bondage and slavery and false liberty. So this living faith is the victory over all dead faiths and false freedoms and liberties, which holy, divine, pure, and precious faith the saints were and are to contend for, which Christ the Holy One is the author and finisher of. So in this holy, divine, pure, and precious faith, they have a holy, divine, pure, and precious unity and liberty, which is the victory over the enmity and the adversary, the destroyer, and all his instruments. And they cannot come within this holy, divine, pure, and precious unity and liberty, which is in the faith. For it is a mystery and gives victory over him and the access to the pure God and to Christ the author of it, which all are to stand fast in that liberty with which Christ has made them free, who is the heavenly and spiritual man, the second Adam, for the bondage, captivity, and thraldom, false freedom, and false liberty, were and are an old Adam in transgression. And the true liberty is that which Christ the pure and holy one makes free in. And this is a pure holy liberty, which Christ makes and sets his people free in which they are all to stand fast over all the false liberties and freedoms, which are bondage. Also, the true liberty is in the truth, which if the truth has made you free, then are you free indeed from him that abode not in the truth, in whom there is no truth. So then there is no true freedom nor liberty in old Adam, and he in whom there is no truth cannot come into this freedom and liberty, which is not in the truth, but remains in the false. For the Jews in the days of Christ boasted of their liberty and freedom, though they were in bondage both inwardly and outwardly, and that they were of Abraham their father. But Christ told them, "The devil was their father, and his lusts you will do." And also in the days of the apostles, many of the false Christians boasted of their liberty, but who was overcome by them was brought into bondage. And the apostle was so careful of his liberty in Christ Jesus that such as came to spy it out and were somewhat in conference, but they added nothing to him. And unto such he would not give place by subjection, but rather reproved them, and directed everyone to walk according to the measure of the rule which God has distributed to them. And also true liberty is in the light, and grace, and the Spirit which comes by Jesus, which by believing in the light, they are grafted into Christ, and so into true liberty and freedom, and so are entered into the rest, out of the toil of old Adam. For they are grafted into him who was before old Adam, for unbelievers in the light are grafted into old Adam in transgression. And the believers in the light, which is the life in Christ, are grafted into Christ the Word, by which all things were made and created. So here is perfect, true freedom and liberty. And likewise, the true liberty and freedom is in the grace which brings salvation and not destruction, and teaches to live godly, not ungodly, and soberly, not unsoberly, and righteously, not unrighteously, and teaches to deny the world and not to cleave to it and not follow it. This grace establishes the heart and seasons the words. The fruits of its liberty and freedom will manifest itself. And also, the true liberty in the pure Holy Spirit of God and Christ does baptize and plunge down that which is gotten up by transgression in man and woman, and circumcises and cuts off the body of death and sin in the flesh, that is gotten up in man and woman by transgression, and mortifies and kills that which would grieve, vex, or quench the motions of the pure Spirit of God. So that in this holy, pure Spirit, of this pure God and Christ, is the holy, pure freedom and liberty over all bondage and false liberties and freedoms. And the fruits of this pure Spirit are love, righteousness and godliness, patience, temperance, and humility, by which spirit all are made to drink into one spirit, so that all are the living wells that have their living water from God and Christ, their true and living fountain, and in which spirit they have a holy and spiritual fellowship, in this baptizing, mortifying, circumcising spirit, yes, one with another, and with the Son and the Father also, through which the love of God warms everyone's heart. But when the love of many waxes cold, as Christ said, then they go from this grace, light, truth, power, and spirit, and the anointing and the word of God in their own hearts. Then such turn to be betrayers and not saviors upon Mount Zion. And against such God's swift judgment turns, and suddenly falls, though they may cry for a time, liberty, freedom, and peace, peace. But a day of trouble will overtake them before they are aware. And therefore, all you friends of Christ Jesus, stand fast in that liberty with which Christ has made you free, by his light, grace, truth, spirit, faith, and everlasting gospel, the everlasting power of God, which is an everlasting freedom and liberty above all bondage and false fallen liberties and freedoms. In this glorious gospel and glorious joyful liberty, where all may exercise God's and Christ's holy gifts in his holy supernatural light, grace, truth, spirit, and divine faith, and word of life, and the gospel, which word cannot be bound with all the world's cords or chains. For it is a fire to burn, and a hammer to break, and a sword to cut in pieces. And therefore, love the word, and keep the word of patience, and the Lord will keep you, for it is a tried word, and it will keep you in all trials, which shall come upon all the world to try them. For the word was before the world was, and will be when the world is gone, which all the new-born babes of the incorruptible seed, who partake of the milk of the word, grow by it up into an immortal life and kingdom that is without end. Glory and praises to the Lord God forever. And now, you babes of Christ, if the world hates you, it hated Christ your Lord and Master also. If they mock and reproach and defame and buffet you, they did so to your Lord and Master also, who was and is the green tree that gives nourishment to all his branches, his followers. Now, if the world persecutes you and takes away your goods or clothes, was not your Lord and Master so served? Did they not cast lots for his garments? Was not he haled from the priests to Herod, and before Pontius Pilate, and spit upon? And if they hate you and spit upon you, he was hated and spit upon for you. Did he not go to prison for you, and was he not mocked and scourged for you? Did not he bow to the cross and grave for you, he who had no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth? And did he not bear your sins in his own body upon the tree? And was he not scourged for you, by whose stripes we are healed? Did not he suffer the contradiction of sinners, who died for sinners, and went into the grave for sinners, and died for the ungodly, yes, tasted death for every man, who through death destroyed death, and the devil, the power of death, and is risen? For death and the grave could not hold him, nor the powers and principalities, with all their guards and watches, could not hold him within the grave. But he is risen, and is ascended far above all principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions, and is set down at the right hand of God, and remains in the heavens until all things be restored. And he is restoring with his light, grace, truth, power, spirit, faith, gospel, and word of life, so that you read of some who came to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And therefore all must bow at the name of Jesus their Savior, in his light, grace, truth, power, spirit, and gospel. For he has bowed for you, if you rise with him, and you must suffer with him if you will reign with him, and die with him if you will live with him. And all who are dead and buried with Christ, and are risen with him, they will seek those things that come down from above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. And there you will seek those things which come down from above, and not things which are below. For those which seek those things that are below are the talkers of God and Christ, and the prophets and apostles' words, but they are not dead with Christ, nor risen with him. And therefore they do not seek those things that come down from heaven, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. But they are them that seek the things that are above, who are dead with Christ and risen with him. They, I say, do seek those things which come down from heaven, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. And they have not only sought them, but have found them and received them, and come to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, a safe, established, and heavenly sitting in the heavenly rest and habitation in Christ Jesus, who is the first and last, and over all, from everlasting to everlasting. Blessings and praises over all be to the Lord God through him forever. Amen. The eternal living God of truth, he is a God of order, and is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all the churches of the saints. Now the author of confusion and not of peace is the God of the world, who abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now the Jews, who did the god of the world's lusts, and those called Christians that do, were in strife, confusion, and disorder. For the Jews went out of the order of Aaron and Moses, going from the Spirit of God poured out upon the house of Israel, and so went from the Lord and his law into confusion and disorder, which the living God of truth was not the author of. Also the Christians, who go from the light, grace, truth, power, spirit, gospel, and faith, which Christ Jesus is the author of, they go from Christ and his order, who was not made a priest after the order of Aaron, but after the order of Melchizedek, who was without beginning of days or end of life, an everlasting order. And such go into strife and confusion that go from Christ, which Christ and God is not the author of, but the world's God, who got into man and woman by transgression and disobedience of God's command. Who is the author of confusion, strife, and disorder, in whom there is no truth? For what order can there be in the world's God, and among his subjects, in whom there is no truth? For in whom there is no truth, there is no true order. And those who abide not in the truth, grace, light, spirit, gospel, faith, and word of life, they do not abide in the order of God and Christ. And such will cry against the order of the truth, light, grace, spirit, gospel, faith, and word of life, which brings into the order of Christ, and the order of the living eternal God of truth, who is a God of order and delights in order, having pleasure in them that live in his spirit and law of life and the gospel and its order. For blessed is the man that delights in the law or order of God. It was so under the old covenant. Much more blessed is the man or woman that delights in the law and order of love, and the law and order of faith, and the law and order of life, and of the gospel, the power of God. And none keep the law of faith, but who keep in the faith which Christ is the author of, which works by love. And none keep the law of life, but who keep in the law of the Spirit and walk in it, which is in Christ Jesus, the heavenly and spiritual second Adam, who was before old Adam, who is under the world's God, out of truth, in whom there is no truth, nor true order, but confusion and disorder. And therefore all who come to God, who is a God of order, must come by the grace, truth, light, power, gospel, faith, and anointing, the word of life within, and such come to love the Lord Jesus Christ, and to delight in God and Christ's order. So you may see that God is a God of order, who called Aaron and Moses, and they had an order from God. And Melchizedek had an order, and Christ is after his everlasting order. And Christ, the truth, has an everlasting kingdom that stands in everlasting righteousness and power and joy in the Holy Ghost. Yes, an established kingdom that will never have an end and cannot be broken, and no imperfect, defiled, nor corruptible thing enters into it. And all Christ Jesus subjects of his everlasting kingdom that see it and enter into it are born again, not of the will of man, but of an incorruptible seed by the word of God, and have the incorruptible milk of the word or God, by which they grow from babes to men of God, and have the fine linen, the incorruptible clothing, the righteousness of Christ, which is the fine linen, which they do wear in Christ's kingdom. So all Christ's subjects of his kingdom are known by their birth and clothing, and live in the order of his gospel of love, life, light, grace, and truth. And no man comes into his kingdom in order, but by the light, grace, truth, faith, power, and spirit, and anointing, and word of life within, through which they know Christ, and his everlasting kingdom, that stands in power and righteousness and joy in the Holy Ghost, and by it keep in the order of the law of life which they have in Christ Jesus. And they that follow the world's God, they are out of truth, and disobey their Creator, the God of truth, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I say, all such obey and follow him in whom there is no truth, and such cannot endure to hear talk of the order of truth, and of the gospel, or the law, or order of the spirit of life which is in Christ Jesus, which all they that do obey the voice of the Lord, and Christ Jesus in his light, grace, and truth, and gospel, the power of God, and his Holy Spirit, and faith, and word of life within, come into unity and fellowship one with another, and with the Son, and with the Father. And in this they know the order of Christ, and God to be a God of order, and delight in his heavenly and eternal order of light, life, power, and spirit of God, that is over death and darkness, and the world's God, who is a God of disorder, in whom there is no true order, but confusion, and into this holy order of the everlasting light and life he cannot come. Glory to the Lord God and his Son Christ Jesus, who is over all from everlasting to everlasting, and is the rock and foundation and habitation of his people, blessed forever and evermore. Amen. George Fox Postscript. Here you may see by these following scriptures how the apostles loved the good and holy order of Christ in his gospel and light and life and truth, but as Job said, the land of darkness is without any order. And Babylon signifies confusion, which is the false church, and is called a woman and a city of confusion who is against the order of the true church, and gets the titles of the true church that is called a city and a woman, which brings forth the man-child, Christ Jesus. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, who sits upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth and forever. So here you may see Christ does order in his kingdom, and them that have him have his order. Issa 9:7. And David said, although mine house be not so with God, yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure, for this is all my salvation and all my desire. 2 Sam 23:5. Again David said, order my steps by your word, and let not iniquity have dominion over me. PSA 119:133. Which is the duty of every Christian, to have their steps ordered by the word of God that lives and abides and endures forever, which word is a word of order. And David said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his seed is blessed. PSA 37:23-26. Here you may see how the Lord delights in him, and them that walk in the steps, the Lord orders them with his word. And he that orders his conversation aright shall see the salvation of God. PSA 50:23. And this order must be in the light, which is the life in Christ the Savior. And the Apostle Paul, after he had spoken many things to the Corinthians, said, the rest will I set in order when I come. 1 Cor 11:34. And he said concerning the collections for the saints, in 1 Cor 16:1, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do you, that is, the Corinthians. So they were to practice the same order, who were the believers in Christ, which the apostle in the power of Christ had given to them. For the apostle had the wisdom of God, which he had ordained before the world began, unto the glory of his people then and now also. 1 Cor 2:7. And the order that the apostle did give to the churches of the Galatians and the Corinthians was, that upon the first day of the week every one of them should lay by him in store as God had prospered him. 1 Cor 16:2. And in Acts 14:22-23, when they had ordained elders in every church, and had prayed, they commended them to the Lord on whom they had believed, confirming the souls of the disciples, and exhorting them to continue in the faith. And that they must through much tribulation to enter into the kingdom of God. And as Paul and others with him went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees to keep, that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith, and increased in number daily. Acts 16:4-5. And the occasion of these decrees was, because some men that went from Judea taught the brethren, saying, except you be circumcised lifter the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. Acts 15:1. And these decrees were to stop such preachers. For the apostles and elders said, forasmuch as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. Acts 15:24. Now it is clear, the apostles and elders gave these teachers no such commandment, to preach such doctrine to trouble the churches. And the apostle Paul, after he had spent some time at Caesarea and Antioch, went over all the country of Asia and Phrygia in order, strengthening all the disciples. Acts 18:23. So you may see how they were a comfort one to another. And the apostle writes to Titus 1:5. For this cause I have left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city, as I have appointed you. So here Titus in the Spirit of God did observe that, which Paul in the power of Christ did exhort him to. But those who are against the order and practice in the light and gospel cannot order their speeches by reason of darkness. And the apostle said, Col 2:5-6. Though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the Spirit, rejoicing and beholding your order and steadfastness of your faith in Christ, As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in him. Here the apostle rejoiced in the order that kept them in the faith and steadfastness in Christ Jesus. Therefore the apostle said, Every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, for as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And they that are alive in Christ Jesus are in his order of life and light, and in his gospel the power of God. And the apostle said, 1 Cor 14:40, Let all things be done decently and in order. And the heavens and the earth and all things therein are governed and ordered by the Lord, in his power and wisdom. And all God's holy angels are governed and ordered by God. And all God's children and people are governed and ordered by God and Christ in his light, and spirit, and grace, and truth, and power, gospel, and word of life. And the Lord has set apart him and them that are godly for himself. PSA 4, 3 And God has ordained his arrows against the persecutors. PSA 7, 13 And it ought to be the practice of all the true Christians now, that are in the same power and spirit as the apostles were in, to let all things be done decently and in order in the new covenant of light, life, and grace, to the glory of the great God, who is over all, and orders all things to his glory. Amen. George Fox 352 Concerning True Liberty. Number 362 in printing. And now, friends, you who are called into this glorious liberty of the sons of God, stand fast in it. And as the apostle said, Brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only use it not for an occasion to the flesh, but in love serve one another. Gal 5:13. As free, not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. 1 Pet 2:16. For there were some, who while they promised themselves liberty, they themselves were servants of corruption. Such were like the dog and the sow, biting and rending and vomiting and wallowing in the mire, and as bad as the synagogue of the libertines that turned against Stephen. 2 Pet 2:19 and Acts 6:9. And therefore the apostle was careful of the church's liberty in Christ, when he said, But take heed, for fear that this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. 1 Cor 8:9 For the apostle was so careful and tender that he would not have his true liberty judged of another man's conscience, as you may see more at large in 1 Cor 10:29, and the apostle said, False brethren came unawares secretly, to spy out their liberty, which they had in Christ Jesus, that they might bring them into bondage, to whom we did not yield submission even for a moment, that the truth of the gospel might continue to be preserved with you. That is, the Galatians. Gal 2:4-5 And therefore he exhorts them to stand fast in that liberty with which Christ Jesus had made them free, which is the duty of all true Christians now, to stand fast in that heavenly glorious liberty, which Christ the heavenly and spiritual man, the second Adam, makes them free in. And in this they will have salt in themselves, to discern between the true liberty and freedom and the false, and know how to use their holy and spiritual liberty and freedom in Christ Jesus, to the praise and glory of God. So, friends, the Lord God Almighty preserve you all in the heavenly order of Christ Jesus, in his holy seed, life, power, and spirit, that all may live and walk in it, to the praise and glory and honor of God and Christ. Amen. George Fox, the third day of the ninth month, 1679, 353. 363 in printing. Dear friends and brethren, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. And now, that all may walk in him in love, who has seen the great deliverances of the Lord, and has been acquainted with his great mercies that endure forever. Deliverance after deliverance, multitude of deliverances, out of great trials and temptations, and has seen how the Lord has brought to confusion the enemies of his truth, both within and without, from the beginning, and therefore in the Lord's spirit and power, all that live in it, that know the Lord, are encouraged to trust in him. God has raised you up together, and quickened you who were dead in Adam, and made you to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that you might show forth the riches of his grace and glory, and his kindness towards you through Jesus Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. And therefore, endeavor all to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, and live and walk in the Spirit. And the fruits of this Spirit of God is love, joy, and meekness, peace, patience, etc., and by this one Spirit you have access to the Father of spirits. And this one Spirit, which baptizes you into one body, both male and female, knows your service to God. For the Spirit of God divides severally to every one of you, as he wills your offices and places, yet all in unity in the Spirit, with which you are baptized into one body and drink into one Spirit. And the Apostle Paul, who wrote from Rome to the Colossians, told them that they were complete in Christ Jesus, and said, "Though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the Spirit, rejoicing and beholding your order, and the steadfastness of your faith I in Christ." And now the Lord has gathered his people, by his power, into the same Spirit that the apostles and churches were in the primitive times. And though they are absent in the body, or flesh, men meeting in one room, and the women meeting in another. Yes, as far as the east is from the west, or the north is from the south, yet they are present in the Spirit, rejoicing and beholding with the Spirit, the spiritual order that the churches and apostles were in, and the steadfastness of their precious, holy, and divine faith, which Christ, the second Adam, is the author and finisher of. And this is no separation, but they are the household of his holy, divine, and precious faith. And live and walk in this holy faith and Spirit of God, by which they are baptized into one holy body, of which Christ Jesus, the holy and spiritual man, is the head. And this, I say again, is no separation, though they are absent in the body or flesh, yet they are present in the Spirit, and with the Spirit behold the spiritual order. And this is not an imposed outward form, order or prescription, as some ignorantly think. But they that do say and prescribe that men and women must meet all together outwardly, in a bodily presence in one room, or else it is a separation. I say, it is an outward form, an outward order, an imposition and prescription, and they that fiercely press it do not know the spiritual order. Yes, I say, if all men and women in the world could meet outwardly together, and are not in the power and spirit the apostles were in, they are in a separation. But God Almighty is bringing his people, by his Son Christ Jesus, and by the same power the apostles were in, out of this separation and apostasy from the apostles' spirit that began in the apostles' days, into the same spirit that the church and the apostles were in the primitive times, and though being absent in the body or flesh, yet they are present in the Spirit, seeing and beholding in the Spirit the spiritual order and the steadfastness of their divine faith, which Christ, the second Adam, the spiritual man, has been the author and finisher of. And therefore, let no man beguile you by enticing words from this spiritual order, fellowship, and unity. And again, the apostle said, "For I verily, though I am absent body, I am present in the Spirit, and I have already decided and passed judgment, as if I were actually present, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, on the man that has committed such a deed." So here was a spiritual sight, and a spiritual judgment. Yes, a judgment, though absent in the body, by a spiritual sight of such as walk not in the Spirit, but walk out of the order of it. 1 Cor 5:3-4. And this is to the spiritual minded, who can judge of these things. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And the Lord now, by his Spirit, is separating his sons and daughters from the apostasy and sin, which has separated from the Spirit that the apostles were in, that they may behold one another with joy and comfort with the Spirit, in the spiritual order, fellowship, and unity. Though they be absent in the body and in the flesh, yet they are present in the Spirit, and know one another in the Spirit of God. And also the apostle said, "As many as are baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, and here is neither male nor female, but you are all one in Christ Jesus." So though they are absent in the body, one from another, Jews, Greeks, bond or free, males or females, yet they are all one in Christ Jesus, the spiritual and heavenly man, and with the Spirit rejoicing and beholding one another's spiritual order. So the rejoicing, unity, and fellowship stand in the Spirit of God, and not in the outward fleshly bodily presence and carnal and natural sight. And therefore keep your spiritual order, rejoicing in the Spirit, beholding your spiritual order and steadfastness of your faith in Christ Jesus. And in this you will be all steadfast men and steadfast women, and not tossed up and down with every windy doctrine and the cunning crafts and sleights of men, but steadfast men and steadfast women in the faith of Christ, as trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, whose fruit is unto holiness, and whose end is everlasting life. And such have fruit on their own trees, and water in their own wells, and are not shaken with winds, storms, nor tempests that may rise up within or without, but are steadfast and immovable, built upon the rock and foundation of life, Christ Jesus. So that as everyone has received the gift, even so minister one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And this is the grace of God in which you stand, that will teach you to live godly, righteously, and soberly, and bring salvation. So not only to talk godly, but to live godly, keeping yourselves in the love of God, and building up yourselves in the most holy faith, which you have from Christ Jesus, which makes you steadfast and immovable from Him who is the author and finisher of it. And with the Spirit of God, in which you spiritually behold your substantial and steadfast spiritual order, over all outward and carnal orders, and will outlast them all. With which Spirit you all see your work and service for the eternal immortal God of truth, to whom be all glory, honor, thanks, and praises in the Church of Jesus Christ, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. From your friend and brother in the kingdom and patience of Jesus, George Fox Worplesdom, the 22nd of the 5th month, 1680 354, to friends in America. 364 in printing. Dear friends, my love to you all in the holy peaceable truth, and my desires are that whatever you do may be done in the name of Jesus, to the glory of God the Father. And all be subject one to another in the fear of the Lord God, so that you may all come to dwell in the love of God, which edifies the body of Christ, who is the heavenly man. And let all strifes and divisions and backbitings or whisperings or prejudices cease and be buried. And so whatsoever is amiss or has been amiss, let it be put down by the truth and Spirit of God, that it may be uppermost, which is a strong bond to unite your hearts, minds, and souls together and to the Lord. And be kind and courteous one towards another, all studying to be quiet, and to excel one another in virtue, and purity, and holiness, and righteousness, and godliness, in all your words and lives and conversations, so that you may all walk as become saints and Christians, everyone esteeming and preferring one another above yourselves in the truth, in meekness, and lowliness of mind, and humility. For he who inhabits eternity dwells with an humble heart. And therefore, do not quench the least motion of God's good Spirit in yourselves, nor in any other. But let truth and goodness be cherished in all, and let all harshness and bitterness and revilings be kept down by the truth, that it may have its passage through you all, and in it you may bear one another's weakness and infirmities, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Keeping down revenge, hastiness, or passion, as knowing vengeance is the Lord's, and he will repay it on everyone that does wrong, without respect of persons. For friends, you there should be as lights or as a city that cannot be hid. Lights, I say, to give light in all people, and also to be as the salt of the earth, to be a good savor, and savory to all people. For he or she that is an ill savor has lost the salt savor, and is good for nothing, and is trodden under the foot of men. And therefore take heed of losing the salt savor, either in word or conversation. For if you do, you will come under the foot of men, they will trample upon you. Therefore be careful, fervent, circumspect, and faithful in the truth. And let your moderation, temperance, and sobriety appear to all men, showing forth the work of the Lord, and your honesty and justness in all your words and dealings between man and man. And that you may owe nothing to any man but love, that every one of you may be adorned with a meek and quiet spirit, which is with the Lord of great price. And every one of you to be imbued with wisdom from on high, which is pure and peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, and full of mercy and good works. Let the fruits of this appear among you all, and then you will all be gentle and easily entreated one of another. And keep in the unity of the Spirit, which is the bond of the heavenly peace. And then none quench it, and all walking as becomes the glorious, joyful, peaceable gospel of Christ, which is the power of God, which was before the devil, and his power was and is over him. In this gospel you all know life and immortality brought to light, that you all see your everlasting glorious fellowship, in the everlasting gospel of peace. In this gospel, the power of God that was before enmity was, and will remain when it is gone. And therefore all you who know this glorious gospel of peace live and walk in it, keeping your glorious, heavenly, comfortable fellowship in this glorious gospel of peace, in which enmity cannot come as before. And in this everlasting gospel, the everlasting God, who is over all from everlasting to everlasting, will have the praise, glory, and thanks, who is worthy of all, forever and evermore. George Fox, London, the 7th of the 12th month, 1680-355 to friends in Yorkshire. 365 in printing, dear friends, in the Lord's power and Holy Spirit, feel his presence among you, who has drawn you with his Spirit to his Son. And you that have received him, he gives you power to become his sons and daughters. And so from the Son of God, the second Adam, you have power to meet, whose power is above Adam's power and his sons and daughters in the fall. And now, my friends, if you do want wisdom and knowledge to order you in the affairs and service of God, Christ is the treasure of your wisdom and knowledge, and so receive them from his treasury which is above. This heavenly, saving wisdom and knowledge, from which you have your grace and truth, light and life, and the gospel, the heavenly Spirit. Yes, heavenly food and heavenly bread and water of life from above, and the unleavened bread and sweet milk of the word and water of life to keep the feast of the heavenly man's Passover, which is not to be found in any of old Adam's sons and daughters' storehouses in the fall. But his old, moldy, leavened, sour bread, which makes his sons' and daughters' hearts to burn one against another, and clothes them with his old rags, which will not cover their nakedness, which they have stitched together, which must be all cast off, and trodden underfoot by the Spirit and power of Christ. Which power turns you to Christ, who clothes all his sons and daughters with his heavenly fine linen, which will never grow old. And therefore let all your lamps be trimmed, and candle lit, that all of you may see your work and service for God and Christ, in this his day. So that you may have the blessings from above from him, as the holy men and women of God had in the days of old, so that there may be nothing lacking, neither spiritual nor temporal. And so let all things be done in peace and love, in the name and power of Jesus among you, and all condescend to one another in meekness, patience, and quietness, in the fear of the Lord. Being all ordered with the wisdom of God, which is from above, which is pure, peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, that all your hearts, minds, and souls may be knit together in the love of Christ, and that you may be all of one mind and spirit in him. And whatever you do, let it be done in the name and power of Jesus, to the glory of God the Father that created all and takes care for all, blessed forever. Amen. George Fox, London, the 6th of the 4th month, 1680. Top back letters, next letters.